This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Think for a second about the relationships that people have with their doctors. The most personal information is shared. Great confidences are given. And yet there is something that's only rarely talked about: the cost of that care and associated medications. But as Rebecca Plevin explains from KPCC here in Los Angeles, it doesn't necessarily have to be that way.
Peter Ubel practiced as an internist for 20 years before he left the exam room to teach at Duke University.
Not that long ago, if a person had insurance, they had really good insurance that covered the vast majority of the expenses. So there really wasn't much to talk about when it came to money.
But these days, there's a lot more to talk about. The Kaiser Family Foundation says last year, 80% of people who got insurance through their job still faced an annual deductible, as much as $3,000 and up. Ubel says that means we all have skin in the game.
When the doctor recommends one medication to us, we might have reason now to ask whether another medicine would be almost as good and a lot cheaper.
There's at least one medical field where these types of conversations are the norm.
Tell me a little about what's going on with Melvin today.
Dr. Diane Tang talks with Morgan Bradley. She's Melvin's mom, and she's concerned about a bump on his face.
Has he been eating well, drinking well?
He's totally fine. That's also why I didn't notice.
Wait, did you think Melvin was a kid? He's a huge black and white cat. He purrs loudly and doesn't seem to mind as Dr. Tang examines the inside of his mouth. Now, listen to what happens next.
There are a couple of very easy options, one of which we can actually do today for you, and that is something called a fine needle aspirate.
Dr. Tang lays out possible treatments, and then her assistant, Kayla Wilkinson, comes in.
So we have two estimates here. The
first and explains how much each option would cost.
She said that it is most definitely not going to ever get higher than the high point.
Okay.
But just to kind of prepare you, we like to give you a pillow there to for what to expect.
Melvin's owner, Morgan Bradley, says she appreciates getting this information up front.
I mean, it always helps in knowing like what to prepare for and how much money I have to scrounge for.
So can't we do this for humans?
I think it is a model that could work.
With some caveats, says Dr. Reshma Gupta. She's a physician at UCLA who thinks a lot about the costs of care.
I think where it works is that when you're trying to make shared decisions with patients, you come up with all the options that are available for the patient.
But here's the problem. Knowing how much each of those options costs is much more difficult when you're talking humans versus Melvin the cat. A big one is physicians
do not have access to costs of medications or commonly ordered labs or radiology when they're face-to-face with the patient. And so they don't have the ability to actually offer that information to patients.
Ubel, the professor we heard from earlier, says it comes down to one word: insurance.
We all have different insurance plans, and so we all face different costs, and it's almost impossible for a physician to figure out what any given patient has to pay.
So is that going to change? In the long run, Ubel believes improved and innovative technology will make these prices more readily available. But for now, he says, some information is better than none.
We know that the old-fashioned generic antibiotic is going to be cheap, that the brand new high-powered antibiotic is going to be expensive. And how expensive it is might vary from patient to patient. But just knowing the gist of the cost should be enough for doctors and patients to get somewhere in deciding what to do.
But when deciding what to do, Ubel says there's another more nuanced difference between pets and people. We're just not comfortable, he says, talking about the costs of our own care. But Ubel says if we do, we might find that we have more options than we realize. In Los Angeles, I'm Rebecca Plevin for Marketplace.